Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number four, lesson number four in the Kingdom Living Course. And this chapter is entitled Keys to the Kingdom. The objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You'll be able to identify the keys to the kingdom. Identify to whom the keys were given. Recognize repentance from sin is necessary to gain access to the kingdom. And lastly, realize that continued spiritual growth is necessary to assure entrance into the kingdom. Our key verse is found in Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, as an introduction, you have learned about the existence of the eternal kingdom of God and of the King, Jesus Christ. Now, in this chapter, you're going to discover how to gain access to the kingdom of God as you study the keys of the kingdom. An appointed kingdom. Before Jesus returned to heaven, he told his disciples in Luke 22:29, "And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me." So Jesus also spoke of his church, which would extend the message of the kingdom throughout the world. In Matthew 16:18-19, it says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And again, that's Matthew 16:18-19. So in this passage, Jesus revealed that Peter would be one of the spiritual foundation stones of the first church. This meant that he would be a vital part of its growth and development, and Peter's name actually meant rock or stone. Jesus then said of himself, "Upon this rock I will build my church," indicating that the church would derive its existence from him. He would be the rock upon which the church was built. There would be many other lesser stones, people like Peter. Those stones would be an important part of the church, but Jesus himself was the cornerstone on which the structure of the church was to be built. Jesus then made two comments regarding this church. First, he said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it," and this implied that the church would have enemies fighting it, but assured that the enemies would not overcome it. And second, the most important to our study is Jesus promised to give the keys to his kingdom, the church. So in the natural world, if you possess the keys to a building, it meant that you have authority there. Now, the authority Jesus was speaking of in this passage is a spiritual authority. He gave the church spiritual keys to the doors of his kingdom. And Jesus said, "I will give them." The power and authority of the church was to flow from Jesus. The use of the word "will," which is future tense, meant that the keys had not yet been given at the time Jesus spoke. So this power was actually released in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost was given to believers. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." So the keys of the kingdom were the power to bind and loose. To bind something means to put fetters or a bond on it. It's like closing and locking the door of a room. To loose something is to release it or to set it free. It's similar to opening the door to a room. The church would have a position of authority. It would have the keys of God's kingdom. It would be the instrument through which the spiritual doors of the kingdom would be opened to the nations of the world. And Peter would be the first to use these keys to the kingdom, and he would open the door of ministry to the Gentile nations of the world. The church would have the power to loose the spiritual forces of good and bind the spiritual forces of evil. In every difficulty faced by believers, binding and loosing would be the key to victory. how to enter the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom were given by Jesus to the church, but specifically, how was entrance to be gained to the kingdom of God? In John 3, 1 through 21, it records the story of Nicodemus, a religious leader at the time of Christ's ministry on earth. And he came to Jesus desiring to gain access to the kingdom of God, and by doing so, inherit eternal life. And Jesus told him this in John 3, 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus was confused. So he asked Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And that's John 3, 4. Well, Jesus explained to Nicodemus that the born-again experience of which he spoke was not a physical birth. Through physical birth, you were born into the kingdom of this world as a citizen of the nation. At natural birth, you inherit the basic sin nature. In Psalms 51, 5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So because God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, you must be born into it through spiritual rebirth. You must change your residency from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee that ye must be born again. That's John 3, 6 through 7. So when Jesus came to the earth to extend the kingdom of God, some who acknowledge him as king thought the kingdom would come through a revolution. They thought there would be an actual physical revolt against the existing ruling powers of the world. But Jesus taught that the key to this kingdom was not revolution, but repentance. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. That's John 18:36. In Mark 1:14-15, it says, now after that, John was put in prison, and Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And in Matthew 4:17, it says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Paul explained that you could not enter the kingdom with a flesh and blood body. Now, and he says in 1 Corinthians 15:50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So you enter the kingdom of God and you become heirs of the kingdom through spiritual rebirth. The way to be born again is by believing that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sins, and you must confess your sins and ask forgiveness and place your trust in him. John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So repentance from sin and having faith towards God is covered in the Harvest Time International course, which is entitled Foundations of Faith. If you've not received the born-again experience, we encourage you to go ahead and go through that course and study more in this area. And so it is through Jesus that you can move from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. In Colossians 1:13, it says, God, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we have either repentance or revolution. So when Jesus came to earth to extend the kingdom of God, some who acknowledge him as king thought the kingdom would come through a revolution. They thought there would be an actual physical revolt against the existing ruling powers of the world, but Jesus taught that the keys to his kingdom was not revolution, but repentance. So Jesus answered in John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world, for if my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. And in Mark 1:14-15, it says, "Now after that, John was put in prison, and Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.'" That's Mark 1:14-15. And then in Matthew 4:17, it says, "From the time Jesus began to preach, to say, 'Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" When Jesus died on the cross, two thieves were crucified on crosses near him. One of them repented and asked, "Lord, remember me when thou cometh into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." That's Luke 23:42-43. So repentance is the only way to gain access to the kingdom of God. And Jesus warned that there would be many false doctrines and false prophets claiming that they were the way to the kingdom. In Matthew 7:13-14, it says, "Enter ye into the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And because the strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there will find it." So there's only one way to enter the kingdom, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus warned that you should enter the gate to eternal life now, because someday the entrance will be shut. In Luke 13:24-25, it says, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." So when once the master of the house has risen up and have shut the door, and ye began to stand without to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us," and he shall answer and say unto thee, "I know not whence you are." So now the door of the kingdom is open, and you can enter it by repenting from sin. In the time of God's judgment of the world, it will be too late. The door will be closed. So here are three parables about entrance. Jesus told a series of parables in Luke 15:1-32. You will learn more about parables later in this course. Parables were natural examples Jesus used to illustrate spiritual truths. So you want to read the parables in Luke 15 about the lost sheep, a lost coin, and a lost son, because they all concern entrance to the kingdom of God. So the parable of the shepherd seeking the lost sheep illustrates how God seeks to bring those who are spiritually lost into his kingdom. The parable of the woman looking for the lost coin illustrates the diligence with which you should seek for those lost in sin to guide them to the kingdom. And the parable of the lost son illustrates the principle of repentance through which you can gain your rightful place as an heir of the kingdom of God. Adding to faith. It is through faith in God and his son, Jesus Christ, that you enter into the kingdom of God. In James 2:5, it says, "Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?" So the Apostle Peter, however, speaks of spiritual qualities that you should seek to develop in your life after the new birth experience. And here's what he had to say. He says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you in abound, they will make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That's in 2 Peter 1:5-11. So, after you enter the kingdom through faith, you must develop a lifestyle that's consistent with governing principles of the kingdom of God. And if you do not do this, you will soon forget that God has cleansed you from sin, and you'll return to that old sinful lifestyle. So Peter says that if you go on to spiritual maturity, your entrance to the kingdom will be assured. Later in this course, you're going to learn the principles for living in the kingdom of God, which will help you to achieve spiritual maturity. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.